Stop letting mosquitoes control your outdoor plans. The breakthrough bug repeller from killthebugs.com creates an invisible 15-foot protection zone around you and your friends. Whether it's a family barbecue or a camping trip with friends, this bug repeller from killthebugs.com is a must, unless you love getting eaten alive by the buzzy flying creatures. Visit killthebugs.com and save 50% on your purchase of the number one mosquito and bug repeller in the United States today. Visit killthebugs.com.
I'm Vince Colonnaise. In today for the Vacationing Mary Walter is Daniel Halper. He's a contributing editor at the Washington Free Beacon. Good morning, Daniel.
Hey. Great to be here.
Also joining us right now, James Rosen. He's the chief Washington correspondent on the Fox News Channel. James, good morning, sir.
We almost have the makings of a good poker game right here. Vince, Dan, myself.
Almost. Mike McKay's here, too. I know he's good at poker.
All right.
So, James, now let's talk about something that you've been reporting on. You've got an incredible exclusive this week on Fusion GPS and some specifics of the DOJ's connection to Fusion GPS. What is that connection, and what have you discovered?
Sure. So just to make sure our listeners understand, Fusion GPS is an opposition research firm founded by a former journalist named Glenn Simpson. The Washington Free Beacon, unrelated to what we're about to discuss, hired the Fusion GPS firm to do opposition research on Donald Trump, and it didn't last very long, that relationship. Then the Democratic National Committee, and Hillary Clinton, her campaign, hired Fusion GPS to do their own opposition research on Donald Trump, and Fusion GPS went and hired an ex-British spy named Christopher Steele to compile what became the anti-Trump dossier. It's a compendium of what the FBI director at the time, James Comey, later called salacious and unverified allegations against Mr. Trump and people who were part of his campaign. All of this took place last year. Fusion GPS eventually gave that dossier of unverified salacious things about Donald Trump and his associates to the FBI. The stories that I've broken with Fox News and my Fox News colleague Jake Gibson over the past 10 days or so established that we already knew that they gave the dossier to the FBI. What the House Intelligence Committee has been trying to do is see whether that dossier was used by the FBI and the Department of Justice to obtain foreign intelligence surveillance on a Trump campaign associate. In short, was a Democratic-funded opposition research effort the basis for surveillance on the opposing campaign, the members of the Trump campaign? We've established just over the past week at Fox News that a top DOJ official was meeting secretly with Mr. Simpson and Mr. Steele of Fusion GPS. He was demoted from his top-line duties by the Department of Justice on the day that we reported this.
Now, I want to verify, this is the name of this official is Bruce G. Orr.
Yes, O-H-R.
O-H-R.
And that was pretty stunning, and we were the only major news media to report on Mr. Orr's demotion. The Department of Justice basically told us that Mr. Orr had withheld from his superiors his secret meetings. This is someone on the level of, like, the number four level Department of Justice official, that he had withheld from his superiors his meetings with the people of Fusion GPS who created that dossier.
Well, this is obviously...
And then this
is,
week, James, Fox News reported that Mr. Orr's wife, Nellie Orr, an academic who specializes, yes, on the subject of Russia, had actually been working at Fusion GPS through the summer and fall of 2016. That led to cries for a new special counsel by President Trump's lawyers yesterday, something that the Attorney General, when he was asked about yesterday, did not immediately rule out. So that it's a bit complicated, but that's the history, and that's where Fox News has brought the story just this week.
So there's a lot here, especially as it relates to the Orr family and the Justice Department. Just to kind of break this down, you've got a situation where Bruce Orr, who was a pretty high-ranking official, did you say Deputy Assistant Attorney General?
He was the Associate Deputy Attorney General.
Okay.
His office was four doors down the hall from the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein.
And so he was withholding information from his own superiors related to the nation's most watched investigation up until the point that Fox News breaks the news, and that's how the Justice Department finds out about this?
Well, that's what they claim. Originally, they could only tell us when we started making inquiries about Bruce Orr and his connections to the Fusion GPS crowd that he had been removed from that job. He held two jobs at that time, and he still holds the second job now, which is not an inconsequential one. He's the director of something called the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force. It's an agency with a huge budget. But we were only told Mr. Orr has been demoted from his top-line Associate Deputy Attorney General position. Why? We don't know. We can't say yet. Okay. Eventually, the Department of Justice told us that Mr. Orr had been demoted because, why? Wearing two hats the way he was is unusual. And then eventually, the Department of Justice confirmed to us that the reason Mr. Orr had been demoted from his top-line duties was because he had withheld from his superiors his meetings with the Fusion GPS individuals. And it was after all of that that Fox News then broke the story that, in fact, Mrs. Orr had been working for Fusion GPS through a large part of the campaign period in 2016. We're not done with this.
So why was he meeting with Fusion GPS? Do we have any indication what the meetings were about, when they occurred, what came out of it?
The meetings with between Christopher Steele and Bruce Orr, Christopher Steele being the former British spy who had compiled the dossier with input from Russian sources, with funding basically from the Clinton campaign and the DNC. The meetings between Orr and Christopher Steele are alleged to have taken place during the campaign. We don't have more definition than that. We do know that their relationship goes back over a decade because Mr. Steele was formerly an informant for the FBI on matters that would have perhaps fallen within Mr. Orr's purview in his drug enforcement hat that he was wearing. But the meeting with Glenn Simpson, who is the founder of Fusion GPS, the man that hired Chris Steele, that meeting between Simpson and Orr, we believe, took place about 2 weeks after the election. We don't have perfect visibility into what they discussed, but it's clear that the dossier was one of those.
And was it at the Justice Department or?
No, it was for a coffee nearby the Justice Department, is my understanding.
Okay, so, and also now you mentioned this news. I think this is seismic, the idea that his wife, Nellie Orr, at the same time is working for Fusion GPS. Ultimately, what that means is the Orr family is taking Hillary Clinton money. I mean, the Clintons were paying for campaign for Oppo research from Fusion GPS, which was paying Nellie Orr, which was ending up in their bank account.
Now, Chuck Ross at the Daily Caller, your colleague, has a story out today, I believe, reporting that in new court filings this week, Fusion GPS has confirmed hiring Nellie Orr to work on the Trump investigation that they were conducting. I haven't verified that myself, but that, again, why was Nellie Orr hired? All of the open source material that we could review showed a long history of publications on her part relating to academic subjects, mostly about Russian farming during the Stalin period, and she reviewed a number of books written by other academics that were specialists on various aspects of Stalin and the collectivization of Russian farms during that period. But if your colleague Chuck Ross at the Daily Caller is correct, she was indeed hired by Fusion GPS, and Fusion GPS has acknowledged in court papers that she was hired to work on the Russia investigation.
I reflexively trust Chuck Ross, so I'm going to go ahead and say that, yes, that's true. And James, by the way, thank you very much for all of your reporting. There's so much more that we need to get to, and we will throughout the course of the show, but we've expended your time this morning. Thank you, James.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Nice to have you. Yeah, Fox News has just been all over this week, including getting those 10,000 text messages from the anti-Trump official on the Mueller team. We'll tell you more about that later this morning.